Next item on the agenda is request for public hearing, proposed amendments to regulation 4BAC 2490 pertaining to sharks to restrict the processing of smooth dogfish at sea. Mr. Gillingham.
Yes, sir. We're recommending you advertise to establish a seasonal at-sea processing requirements for smooth dogfish at your October meeting. And this is a compliance item for Addendum 1 to the Interstate Fisheries Management Plan for Atlantic Coastal Sharks.
Any questions of Mr. Gillingham? Matters before... I'm sorry.
Just a point, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
This is on the smooth dogfish processing.
Yes, sir.
Right. The fin percentage remains, a difficult issue for this fishery. And I just had a meeting yesterday in Pennsylvania with our council's committees for dogfish and highly migratory species to try to develop a council position on this question. And, under Section 307.1P of Magnuson, there's language in there that says that if the fins exceed 5% of the carcass weight, then there's a rebuttable presumption that you were out of compliance. Right, you were keeping more fins than you were carcasses. And in fact, there are several factors that make this fishery unique in its fin weight. And the average fin weight is about 9.5%. And if the tails are retained, it goes to about 13%. So it's a difficult question. But at council level, we're going to try to work with the service to identify a solution to the question at the federal level. But meanwhile, I see this as an interim solution. I know that there's been some discussion about revisiting the question at the ASMOC.
Exactly.
Because this does remain an impediment to a fishery that's basically not a growth fishery, but one that's been historically prosecuted here in Virginia. Virginia has some of the largest landings in this fishery, and I would hope that we can work together between all those different four to preserve the fishery.
And I think it's really important to distinguish in this fishery the difference between finning, which is what people strongly want to see eliminated, and just processing at sea, where everything's got market value. It's all brought in. It's just the nature of the beast and the volume of the fishery. You need to get it processed and put away to maintain a high quality product. And the Atlantic States Management Board indicated they might revisit this at their November meeting, the actual fin weight, because they know it's not right. It was developed for large coastal sharks. Where it is, they're a much bigger body animal, and the fin weight is closer to 5%, and these sharks are very different.
Further comments? Matters before the commission.
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.